Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Faith, thank you so much for joining me today live. It is Wednesday, August the 22nd, 2018, and the time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host tonight, Dr. Faith, and I am excited to bring you on to the Triumphant Living broadcast. Today, we're going to be talking about all things triumphant living, and you know what that is, experiencing long-term success despite many great difficulties. And today is no different. It is actually a tad bit different. As you can see, my surroundings are a tad bit different. I am here at the Citrus Club, and I am enjoying an evening of networking and empowerment with other like-minded individuals who are making it happen in the business arena and professional arena. But I wanted to ensure that I met you right here live on facebook.com/ Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, as well as blogtalkradio.com/ Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, because you are my priority. My goal every fourth Wednesday is to ensure that you are empowered to live the triumphant life. How do I do that? I bring individuals with a story of triumph in hopes that you would be inspired as well. So if you have been tuning in, last month we brought a stellar guest on, and basically Mr. Willie Spears gave us the Willie Spears experience. Make sure that you go straight to my website and listen to that podcast, because it is all things culture and all things empowerment, getting your leadership team together. So shout out to Mr. Spears for making it happen for the audience last month. I received nothing but great reviews from that radio interview. If this is your first time joining, welcome. I am so happy that you are here. This is not the usual setup. I'm usually interviewing individuals, and we usually have them face-to-face here. But today I am at a networking event at the Citrus Club, and I want to make sure that I take 30 minutes of my time to speak to you and empower you. So what are we going to be talking about tonight? We're going to be talking about the next level, all right? We're going to be talking about the next level and the importance of getting past those barriers, getting past those hurdles that oftentimes show up in our quest to get to that next level of living. So whether it is spiritual, whether it's physical, emotional, career, educational, in your health, whatever it may be, financially, we're just talking about how to overcome those barriers and successfully make it into that next level of living. Now, next level is not really, I'm not talking like levels. It could be in just that next season of experience for you, that next time frame in your life where you're on to do and to conquer different and greater things. So it can be some impediments there that is preventing you from entering into that next level, because see, in that next level is prosperity, and that next level is wealth, and that next level is experience. That next level has maturity, growth, and it just has a wealth of things for you to become and to evolve into your greater self. And that is what you want, to evolve and to become your greater self. But we got to talk about those obstacles right now, actually. I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to talk about it right now. If you remember, I shared probably about 3 months ago, I've written a blog and talked about just, you know, what do you need to do to get to that next level of your life, 5 things, and it's going to help you sustain your life. It's going to help you experience long-term success. So I talked about the leap. Well, I want to bring those 5 things back, but opposing those 5 things are what I'm going to discuss as those barriers today. So I'm going to be a good teacher, and I'm going to give you a quick review, so hang on with me. What are those five things you need in order to take the leap into that next level and experience sustainability and long-term success? I spoke about vision, vision being number one. All right, it is important to have vision for your future, where you're headed, where you're going, who you see yourself partner with. I mean, without vision, the Word of God says people will perish. So it's important that you have that vision, that blueprint for your life that oftentimes comes from just seeking your Creator, your Father, about what it is He's designed for you, how He's designed you to operate, and the many great things that He has in store for you. So remember, we talked about taking the leap and sustaining success. You have to have that vision. Okay, quick review. In addition to that vision, I spoke about faith. You have to have that faith to move forward, because if you don't believe it, it's going to be very hard to receive it. Okay, so it's very important that you maintain your faith. The third thing that I talked about when taking the leap, jumping out, and if you're just joining us, hi, Shalanda. Hi, Lori. How are you, ladies? Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm just going through a quick review of some things that I talked about 3 months ago in April. When you're taking the leap, preparing to jump out there to experience success, I mentioned you have to have vision, you have to have faith and believe, not just faith in yourself, which is important, but faith in God, that He's called you to do great things, and when you step out, He's going to have your back. And actually, He's gone before you, and He's made sure that every aspect of your life works out seamlessly. Seamless does not mean that you're not going to experience heartache and pain and that it's not going to be hard, but it just means that it's going to all come together. And what a beautiful feeling when you can actually experience everything coming together. I am good. First time watching. Well, welcome. I'm so happy you're here, classmate. I'm excited that this is your first time. I hope that you enjoy. If you have anything you want to share, sweetheart, feel free to type it, comment, questions, whatever you like. Just welcome to the Triumphant Living Podcast. I'm happy to have you. So having faith in God, having faith in yourself, moving forward. The third thing we talked about is knowledge, making sure that the knowledge is there. How can you move into the next level of living if there is no knowledge? So we talked about knowledge, and that's important that you move forward in your career, get the education that you need, move forward in your business, get the training, the workshops, the seminars that you need to be a part of, move forward in your finances, learn and research the best investments to make that are right for you. So remember, we talked about knowledge. The fourth thing we talked about in taking the leap of faith, sustainability for the leap, is support. Making sure you have your support system in place, making sure you have a network in place of individuals who can inspire you, encourage you, and make sure that you maintain and stay on the right track. Your accountability partners, individuals you look up to, learn from, glean from, where are they? You have to have those individuals in and positioned in your life to experience success. And the fifth thing, somebody say five. In our review, the fifth thing that is very important for you to have in order to leap out and experience success and sustainability is endurance. It's so easy to get tired. It's so easy to give up. It's so easy to turn back, but you have to endure. You have to keep moving forward. You have to ensure that you keep your eyes on the prize and you stay focused. There you go, Shalanda, five things. So I just gave you a quick down and dirty review. If you are watching for the first time in April, I spoke to you about the leap and then the sustainability of your leap to experience success. You need vision. You need faith, you need knowledge, you need support, and you need endurance. You need to be able to endure. Now, if these are the five things that's going to help you take that leap into the next level and sustain you for the success that God has for you, what are the impediments? What are those barriers that are opposing you entering into the next level and into these five areas? I'm so glad that you asked. Well, those impediments, what is an impediment to a vision? An impediment to a vision is confusion. Okay? So if you're talking about, we're continuing on with the next level conversation, have you in your experience with your vision and what you've desired in life experienced the level of confusion? It's like 1 minute, you know exactly what you want to do, right? You have the plan. You've taken some classes. Excuse me. I told you guys I'm over here networking, so I got a little thirsty, so excuse me for that. So a barrier to your vision is confusion. And let me tell you, I'm going to be tossing in some scriptures, some quotes, the whole nine, because I believe it's so very important to bring sound information, researched information, and most of all, experienced information. So I'm not talking to you about some things that I am far removed from. I'm talking about some stuff that I've gone through and endured, tried and true, baby. So make sure you know that I'm talking from experience. So what's an impediment to your vision? It's confusion. Any particular individuals into your life? Any individuals not see it exactly how you see it? Any individuals when you render a verdict, when you render your vision, when you share it, sometimes cast it down or put a wet cloth over it or tell you or give you a certain look that it's impossible? That can hinder you from moving forward in your vision. And that is a red flag that that individual has no place in your next level. So it's important to cut that off really quickly. Just a quick connection to this story. I remember I worked with an individual. She was assisting me with bookings and events. And I shared with her as we were planning in our regular business meeting, I shared with her that oftentimes I'm a speaker of business events, networking events, church events, and also educational events. But I really desire to speak on a collegiate level. And I wanted to inspire college graduate level individuals to pursue and move forward and be successful. So I declared in our business meeting that I'm going to be a keynote speaker for a commencement. And that was something I wrote down. I declared in our meeting. You know what she did? She looked at me and she laughed. She was just like, how are you going to do that? Red flag. I know immediately I knew that our relationship was swiftly coming to an end. Why? She did not share the same vision for my future that I shared. Although I hired her and we were to work together, she was not on board with the vision that I believe that God was given to me. She also began to pull up my record and started saying, well, you only have this many people following you on this social media, and you don't have enough people following you here on this social media. What? Confusion, yes. For that little face that just went up, that's the same thing I did. Don't confuse the process. I'm exercising faith here, and she became an opponent to my faith. And needless to say, we have not worked together since because she did not share the vision that God gave to me. She didn't believe in me. She confused the process, and she thought that logistically, if she gave me numbers, logically, it was impossible. But I serve a God. You serve a God of impossibilities. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. Sometimes it does not add up. But that's the kind of God that we serve. You have to stay focused and maintain your vision. So do a quick check, really quick, and make sure you have the right people that you are sharing your vision with. Not dream killers, not vision killers, not people who will try to confuse you, but it's important to get to that next level and to be sustained in that level and experience ongoing success and triumph. Make sure you are surrounded by people who can feed the vision. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to see you, Luigi. One of my students is so I'm honored that you're joining us tonight. Make sure if you have anything to share that you share with us. We're talking about the next level of living and sustaining the vision that God gives to you. So the second barrier to your next level experience, remember we're talking about barrier. A barrier to your vision is confusion. All right. A second barrier, if you are to have faith to get into that next level of living, what is an opposite of faith? Come on, somebody, type it. You know what it is. Doubt, fear. When God says you can do something, when you see yourself doing something great, the first thing that creeps in if you're not careful is fear. Well, what makes you qualified to do that? How do you know that that's something for you to achieve? Doubt and fear. That barrier you have to deal with quickly. Let me tell you something. You better kick that barrier out the door unapologetically. I don't care how crazy you look, too. stand up and declare, I can do all things, okay, through Christ who strengthens me. And just make sure you declare it, make sure you write it, make sure you affirm yourself that God is giving you faith and not the spirit of fear. Okay, love, peace, and a sound mind only. So whenever that fear comes up and you desire to go back and I can't type fast enough, that's all right, Lori. You're getting there. You're getting there. I know that you're with me, my friend. When that fear comes up and tell you what you can't do, remind it what God has already equipped you to do. And then think about your past track record and what you've done already in the past. So anytime you're getting ready for that next level, get ready. That barrier called fear will always present itself. But you got to be ready to kick it down. You've got to be ready to send it on its way flying, because you don't want fear to raise to weigh you down. So whether it's fear through yourself mentally, each day you have to affirm yourself. Each day you have to remind yourself that you're here on purpose. You're here for a great work. You're here to help others. You're here to be the best version of yourself. You are here to bring glory to God. How wonderful is that? And we bring glory and honor to God in our own unique way. Don't let fear tell you you're nobody. Don't let fear tell you that no one wants to hear you. The greatest thing that God has for us will always be opposed. If you are to be a speaker, guess what you're going to be afraid to do? Speak in public. If you are to be a teacher, you know what you're going to be intimidated of or by? Your students. If you are a business owner, you may be intimidated to own and to go into banks and to seize property. That's an indicator, people, that that's the arena that God has for you to conquer when you feel that impending fear. But let me tell you how you address it. You cancel it out. You remind yourself of who you are, and you declare, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and a sound mind, and that only will I receive. So the second barrier when getting into your next level is fear, but I need you to kick fear down with faith. Are you with me, people? I'm so excited about this. Okay, so the third barrier when you are preparing for that next level of living, if you are to have knowledge to get where you need to go, the opposite of knowledge is lack of knowledge. And there's several reasons for that. No, you will always be the most prepared. God's favor supersedes any educational degree. I'm very honored to have the highest degree recognized here on planet Earth, my doctorate degree. But look, my favor that God has on me, God's favor has opened more doors for me than any degree, than any dollar. I have seen God move in my life miraculously. I'm alive because of his grace and favor. I will never get that confused. But I do understand to get to where God has for me, I have to surround and immerse myself in knowledge. If I'm going to be a speaker internationally, I need to know culture. I need to know individuals. I need to have different methods of reaching people. I need to have different outlets. I need to make sure that my conversation can be just a conversation that's rich in context, rich in knowledge, rich in global information. I can't just be locked in one particular niche. I have to make sure that I'm expounded. I have to make sure that I'm well-versed in my vocabulary. So that's going to take some work. I need to crack some books open, and I need to make sure that I'm reading. I need to make sure that I'm stretching myself. I need to challenge myself. I need to have goals that I set, smart goals, strategic goals to help me get to where I need to be. So an impediment to your next level is the lack of knowledge. You won't be able to sustain the next level if you don't know how to, and you have not mastered the information required for the next level. So you got to work harder than the rest. You got to be a forerunner. You got to be ahead of the game. So make sure in the next level that you set aside time weekly, not just daily, set aside time weekly to immerse yourself in knowledge. Read a book. Read articles. Make sure you're reading credible and watching credible sources. Ask questions. Collaborate with individuals that can pour into you the information that you need. And I tell anybody, before the next level, you want to make sure that you have set some time aside weekly, daily to pray and stay connected to your Creator and your Father. Because let me tell you, it's only through Him that He will sustain you and keep you. He'll let you know, go left, when you're trying to go right. Yes, I just swapped it up. Some people say go right when you're trying to go left. And either way, God will make sure that he gives you immediate direction. Some things won't come to you overnight, but when you're faced with the situation, I love how God gives you immediate wisdom. He gives you immediate knowledge on how to deal with the situation, but you can't pull on something that's not there. So make sure that you're becoming well-versed in your knowledge. Okay, remember we talked about you have to have the support system. It's very important to have your support system in place. What is the opposite? What is the barrier to having a very healthy network of support? Isolation. I'm going to go there because I feel it. It is okay to be alone at times. Because some people are introverts. Some people are able to recharge by themselves. Okay, some people recuperate by themselves. But if you're living an isolated life with limited interaction with other human beings, limited interaction with people, that is going to show up in your next level. It's going to be very hard to sustain success in the next level. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed that we draw back, and that's okay because we have to, again, recuperate and we have to make sure that we're rejuvenated and we are ready to go. But if you draw back in isolation, if you draw back in depression, if you draw back in just not communicating, it's not healthy. So it's very important that you surround yourself with people who love you. You surround yourself with people that you can speak with. You challenge yourself. I know it's introverts out there, and I have a little bit of introvertness in me, but I'm an extrovert by just how God created me. I love people. I love things. I love places. I love exploration. But I do know and appreciate and acknowledge that I have to also recharge from time to time. But life could take you at a place, people, where it's a very dark place. And in this dark place, you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel like, you know, no one can harm you or touch you, but it's not how God intended for you to live. One of God's greatest revenues here on earth, not money, but people. I believe that people, we are one of God's greatest revenue here on this earth. I believe God's greatest revenue is us, this vessel, this temple that he so desires to dwell in. And if you're just living this life on your own, by yourself, in your own world, how are you impacting others? How are you impacting yourself? Because, see, the knowledge is outward. You have to reach outward to get the knowledge inward as God gives you some understanding and you apply it with wisdom. But if you're limiting yourself, your arena, your environment, your interactions, you're stunting your growth. So I'm speaking to that person tonight. You may have withdrawn into an isolation period of your life. I'm calling you back out to say, come on, get your feet wet. Come on. Come on out, get your hair done, come on out, get your outfit on, come on out, join a network group. There's too many opportunities out there, meetup.com, Facebook, social media, church, organizations, business, families, and friends for you to just sit in an isolated state and not experience the fullness of what your potential can be. So for that next level, you can't go at it alone. You can't go at it alone. You have to make sure that you're well connected and that your support system is in place, because guess what? You're going to be asking for help. Where I am right now, I cannot make it without individuals strategically placed in my life, and I am humble enough to say I need help. I don't get this, and I don't understand this. And usually that's what the vision calls for. See, I was reading when God told his prophet to write the vision down because it has a season and its time. And what drew my attention is God said when people see it, they will run with it. Not just when you review the blueprint, not when you just have your vision board, not when you just live in your isolated world. When people see the vision of what God has given you, what God has for you, they're going to take that and it's going to inspire them. They're going to want to run with you. They're going to want to partner with you. They're going to want to help you in the vision so that it can come to its fullest potential. God is going to send them to help you. But it can't happen if you're living in an isolated state. So I'm calling you out tonight because I feel that greatly, and I wanted to rest there a little bit. Are you ready for the last one? the last barrier. Let's see how much time we have. If you're just joining us, it's Dr. Faith Live, and I am here at the Citrus Club. I am networking tonight, and I wanted to make sure that I took 30 minutes out to this fourth Wednesday, Empower You to Live the Triumphant Life. So we're talking about the next level. We're continuing on our conversations on the next level, and I am preparing to give that fifth barrier that can prevent you from entering into your next level. We said the first one is confusion, opposite of your vision. The second is doubt and fear, opposite of the faith that God has given to you and requires of you. The third thing is knowledge, lack of knowledge, which is opposite of the knowledge that you need to sustain. And then the fourth thing is isolation, living an isolated life when God has called us to partner, when he's called us to relationship, when he's called us to build together and to encourage each other. The fifth thing. Are you ready? This is the icing on the cake, and then I'm going to finish my networking because I need to meet some people. If we need endurance for the next level, if we need stamina, what is a barrier to that stamina and endurance? It's a lack of stamina, a lack of endurance, ready to give up at the drop of the dime, always tired, not willing to go the extra mile. Man, I would really love to do that, but I'm tired tonight. Man, I would really love to go about that book, but I just can't find the time. Wow, I would really love to lose that weight, but it's too hard to work out. What are those barriers and excuses that prevents you from enduring what you have to endure so that you could get to where you need to get? So a fifth barrier that you have to be very careful of, as I'm hearing myself, is just a lack of endurance, complaining, not wanting to, quick to give up, tossing in the towel when it gets very hard, because it's going to be hard. That's the idea of it, because it's building you up and it's giving you the stamina that you need to sustain yourself, to sustain the vision, to move forward. So listen, it is about time to wrap this thing up. And I really hope that someone was inspired on this afternoon, late afternoon, evening, to continue living and moving forward into the next level. The next level, people, requires a lot of work. The next level requires sacrifice. The next level requires that you stay on your A game. The next level sometimes will take you from your sleep. The next level sometimes will cause you to turn that plate over. The next level will cause you to sacrifice and just make sure that you're doing some things that you feel ill-equipped to do, ill-prepared to do. But guess what? It's all a part of God's master plan. And if you want to enter into that next level of living that you see, if you want to experience God's best for your life, you have to be able to identify the barriers that would be preventing you from experiencing God's best, and not only identify them, but overcome them throughout this journey. So, thanks. This inspired me. I'm so glad to hear that, Shalonda. I'm glad that it inspired you. Thank you for joining tonight. I look forward to having you on more of these podcasts. I do this every fourth Wednesday on my professional page. I also do it on blogtalkradio.com, and I'm excited that you all are here. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Drake? It's so good to see you. I know that you are doing your thing with the candidates. Guys, make sure that you are voting, as I see Mr. Drake here, the president of Orange County Democratic Black Caucus. I am reminded that we are in primaries, the primaries right now, and we have a race that we all should be playing a part. Make sure that you are voting, okay? August 28th, have your vote cast, and make sure that you have that best candidate in mind. So I endorse Andrew Gillum, and I believe he is the best candidate for governor for the state of Florida. So let your convictions lead you. Make sure you do your research and your homework. Thank you for inspiring us all to be better, Dr. Harris. You're welcome, Luigi, such a sweet student. Thank you for being a part of this radio broadcast. Oh, you are so welcome, my friend Lori. Thank you for being a part. When you have time, guys, go by LorettaFaithHarris.com. I have a couple of events coming up. I want to make sure that you are a part of my growing community of individuals that I reach on a weekly basis. I do newsletters. Make sure that you're subscribed to my newsletter. And right here on Facebook at Dr. Loretta Faith Harris Official, go to my events section of my page. I have an event hosted by Dr. Pam Powell called the Peace Factor Queens of Empowerment Conference. It's going to be September 15th right there at Nova Southeastern University. The fee is only $20. So make sure you're there. I want to see you in the audience, okay? And I'm very honored to be one of the queens that she will allow to grace the mic for 15 minutes to talk about my story and empower the audience to experience triumph. I also have another event coming up, and this event is Osceola's Women Conference, Empowering Women to Be on Fire. Again, go to the events section of my professional page here on Facebook, and that event is going to be the following Friday, September 21st, and it's going to be an all-day session. Both are basically all-day sessions, and I'm going to be doing some speaking there. My topic is going to be on freedom, experiencing freedom, and it's going to be unlock your potential and experience greatness. What else did you expect? God is good. Guys, I love you guys for listening and tuning in. Thank you so much. And remember, in all things, be empowered to experience triumphant living. God bless. Until next time. Thank you for joining. Bye. All right. Thank you.